Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. At the very end of the seventh parak, we started once again talking about carrying, and we started talking about the amount of particular things that you need to carry in order to be chayav d'oraisa. What is the shiur for hotza'ah for various things? Mishnah Aleph of the eighth parak teaches us the shiur of various liquids. Hamotzi yayin. Someone who takes wine from Rishus Hayabit Yachid to Rishus Rabim, or vice versa. Kedei Mezigas Hakos. The shiur is enough wine in order to dilute into a cup. Now, the wine in the time of Chazal was a very, very sharp and very thick and very difficult to drink. And so they would dilute it. And it was diluted generally by a ratio of three parts water to one part wine, and that would make it drinkable. And so we're talking about the amount of undiluted wine that would, combined with water, make a drinkable cup, which itself is the normal shear of revius, a fourth of a log, which is approximately 3.2 ounces. There are a variety of opinions, but it's somewhere between 2.9 ounces and 5.5 ounces. According to many opinions, about 3.4. So at any rate, so we're talking about a quarter of that amount. So it's less than an ounce we're talking about here. And that would be the amount of wine. Chalav, if you take milk out, kedei gemiyah, enough to swallow. So we're talking about one swallow of the average person. Now, it's not clear exactly what this amount is. I mean, some bunch of Rishonim say, we don't know what that is. But it is definitely less than a revius. It is less than the normal shear for liquids. Devash, honey, kedei litein al hakasus, enough to put on a cut. Now, they would do this for medicinal reasons. Honey was perceived to help to heal cuts. And now, of course, foods, we know that the standard measure for foods is a grogeris, a fat fig. But here we're talking about a food that has an additional common use. Right, an additional use that is a common use and has a smaller shear. And so therefore we're machmir with the smaller shear of the secondary use or the other primary use. And therefore, since honey not only can be eaten, but also can be used put on a cut, we go with the smaller amount, which is the amount that could be put on a cut. Shemen, oil, olive oil. Kedei losuch ever katan. Oil, another food that is has another purpose, and that is to use for smearing on the body, to anoint oneself, to smear on the body. And so the shear is enough oil to put on the pinky toe of a newborn baby, right? That's a very little amount, but that is the minimum useful amount of olive oil. Mayim, how about water? So what's the smallest amount of water that that is useful? Kedei lashuf b'masakilor, enough to make eye medicine powder into a paste. So again, a really small amount of water, but that's still useful because now you have eye medicine. And so therefore, and you can't do that on Shabbos, but that is the amount of water that would be worth saving because you could use it to make eye medicine. And so therefore, that is the minimum amount of water that you have to carry in order to be chayav midaraisa. Ushar kol amashkim, all other liquids, berevius. All other liquids are measured by revius halog, a quarter of a log, which, as we said before, is somewhere around 3.4 ounces. V'chol ha-shofchin. Shofchin is dirty water. Not wastewater, but water that's not drinkable. So it's muddy, or it was used for washing dishes or something like that. So dirty water. So it's not drinkable, but it is still useful because you could use it to make cement. And therefore, it also has the shear of revius. Of a quarter of a log. Rabbi Shimon disagrees not only with the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, but actually with what we said in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we said that anything for carrying, there is a standard amount, and the standard shear is that which most people would save. But if you personally save a smaller amount, then for you, that amount has importance as well, and therefore you'd be chayiv even on that smaller amount. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that entire concept. Rabbi Shimon says, it is true that a person who saves small amounts has a smaller shiur, but it's not however small he saves. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kulan bervius, all of the liquids, all liquids in the world, their shiur for normal people is a quarter log. Velo amru kol shiurin halalu el matzni ehen. These shiurim in this Mishnah, right, milk, a swallow worth of milk, a honey enough to put on a cut, etc. That is the smaller shiur for people who save even tiny amounts. So no matter how tiny of an amount you would save, if you would save a teeny tiny amount of honey, so you would be chayav on less than a revius, but it would still have to be enough to put on a cut, or else it has no importance whatsoever, even for you. Whereas the rest of us, according to Rabbi Shimon, we would have to carry an entire revius of honey, or a grogeris worth, depending on whether you consider honey a solid or a liquid, in order to be chayav midoraisa.